Most of us have a car. Some of us have a boat. What if you wanted both but only had the money for one or the other? A trip here shows you that problem may be solved. Go back in time to a car that still gets a lot of looks on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Doug Malone loves to share the story behind one of the most unique cars you may ever see.
This is an Amphicar 770. Not a lot of people have heard of an Amphicar. Amphicar is an amphibious car, meaning that it goes on both land and in the water.
Specifically, he's describing the Amphicar 770, which means it will go about 7 miles per hour in the water and 70 on the land. It was originally designed during World War II for the German Army. They decided to use a style made by Volkswagen instead, but designer Hans Trippel moved ahead with a version for the masses.
By 1961, the car was debuted in New York to a very excited American public. Most all of these cars, even though they were built in Berlin, were sold in the United States.
It was a novel idea, a car and boat all in one, but there were drawbacks.
You had to stop and grease them in about 13 different places after 5 hours in the water. People didn't want to mess with that, so they'd hoped to sell 20 to 30,000 of them. Actually sold about 2,300 of them.
The Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas has one, and Doug got to take it into the water for the first time.
It's a fascinating experience the first time you drive a car in a lake. One, it's fun to watch the people on the dock see someone pull up in a car and drive it in the lake. They're all freaking out.
But there was a bigger question about insuring such a car.
So we'd never had this in the lake before. You know, what if we drive it in and it sinks? So I talked to our insurance people. It would be covered by insurance. One of them not being where if you just drove it in the water and it sunk, you're out of luck. I reached out to our benefactors that are responsible for our museum, and he said, oh, don't worry about it. If it sinks, we'll pull it out and dry it off.
The car performed as promised, and Doug kicked in the propellers as they entered the water. You can see the Amphicar here at the museum, along with the videos of their lake cruises on our TV story on the Facebook page for American Countryside. Traveling the Countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.